2020 has been a year of many surprises. We spoke to West Kootenai political leaders about how their communities weathered the storm and got on with business. This is the second part of our Year in Review series. In it, we'll hear from the RDCK board chair and the mayors of Slocan City and New Denver. They'll share what happened this year in their communities and what's coming up next. Of course, the first question is how their communities were impacted by the pandemic.
So my name is Amy Watson. I'm the electoral area director for Area D. And then at the table, I've been elected board chair. This is now my third term. So I'm also the chair of the Regional District of Central Kootenai. Where to begin? It's affected so much of what we do. The first effect was really just we are emergency services on the ground. So we had to pivot very quickly to address how are we going to respond, not knowing what kind of pandemic we were going to see here in the Kootenai. So we had to get our firefighters and our first responders and our search and rescue, just make sure they had all the protocols they needed. And that has not been simple, and it remains not simple because it's actually been a year full of high call volumes that are not pandemic related. So those departments are definitely stressed and under a lot of pressure. The other aspect is that we have a lot of meetings, and all of them were in person. And so we've gone to remote, which has had its blessings, in all honesty, with such a large geography. Myself, I was traveling up to 1,500 kilometers a month. And so not traveling that much has been one of those silver linings, because I'm actually able to work more and save a lot of time, and I'm not putting those greenhouse gases into the air.
It was a year of firsts for the RDCK, and more than a few challenges.
We declared our first ever region-wide evacuation alert for Freshet, first weekend of June. And when you have evacuations, people congregate into hotels. That alone was a whole new process to determine where are people going to go if they have to evacuate. We had teams on the ground all over the place watching creeks so that we could be as prepared as possible. So that was a very different and responded very quickly. And the teams on the ground were just phenomenal. And then, of course, our recreation sites. We operate the three large recreation sites, Nelson, Castlegar, and Creston, and the Central Kootenays. And those were probably our largest impacted services because they rely predominantly on user fees. And those programs are all about, you know, working out, being sweaty, being in the pool with other people and shared space. So we've been really grateful that our general manager for community services is actually directly involved in the provincial committee to establish guidelines every time those public health orders change. And so we had a good indication of where they were going, and we still had to pivot as quickly as possible. And where recreation goes from here is still going to be a big question. Well, despite all of that, we've actually achieved quite a bit. We won a 2020 Sustainable Communities Award for a joint project with East Kootenai, and I believe Kootenai Boundaries in it as well, Accelerate Kootenays, which sees charging stations for electric vehicles. A lot of people, instead of going to kind of traditional conventional programs of being in facilities, they went outside. All of our parks, not even our parks, but provincial and federal parks, were packed. And so we pivoted some of that staff that would have been in the facilities to being outside and just checking in with people, you know, making sure that their safety was being met. Our water ambassador program went to a bunch of public beaches, those that weren't even operated by us, and provided information about drowning. And we switched to Recycle BC. And that's taken over a decade because, again, with a rural landscape, many of these programs aren't designed for our kind of geography. So it's taken us that long to get as close as we could to the best program for this region. And we're still having to supplement it because Recycle BC doesn't provide all the services we were. So that's been a really big transition. Throw the pandemic in the middle of that and completely changing a service it was paramount to what our resource recovery was really managing. And we were successful with getting some pretty major grants to start building a composting facility for the south end of the Central Kootenays. And so over 55,000 residents will be able to start composting. We start building in 2021, and I believe the program will be initiated by 2022-2023.
And here's the mayor of Slocan City, Jessica Lunn, on how the pandemic affected her community.
As with anything new and unknown, responses and reactions have been very different depending on the individuals in our community. So on one extreme, we have individuals who are completely in denial of the existence of the pandemic. On the other side, we have folks who are quite terrified. So for the most part, most individuals have had mutual respect and regard for of the protocols and the guidance being provided by the provincial health officer. In Slocan, we saw our businesses, in particular the Slocan Village Market, show a lot of leadership from the very beginning in implementing local delivery very early into the pandemic. And our Community Services Society, so W.E. Graham Community Services Society, partnered with Kootenay Food for additional home delivery services. W.E. Graham also started a friendly caller program for seniors and elders who were isolated and in need of conversation, and they also deliver hot lunches to seniors who traditionally attended a seniors lunch in person. In general, I was quite excited and very proud to see our community rising to the occasion. For all of us in 2020, I think the biggest challenges have surrounded balancing the different responses to the pandemic. There was a lot of fear in the summer as things began to open up. Our little village of Spokane, like many of the beautiful lake and mountain towns around here, experienced a high volume of visitors. I think the messaging going out was to enjoy BC, enjoy local, enjoy our outdoor amenities. So we definitely experienced an influx of visitors in the community. Our municipal campground, for example, saw record revenues this year, despite the fact that we opened 2 months late. We definitely needed to provide clear and consistent messaging surrounding the importance of physical distancing, hand washing, and the importance of sticking to our core bubbles. But as well, we wanted people to enjoy where we are. And we've had actually some tremendous successes this year. So we were able to implement a beautiful Capital Works project on our beautiful beach park and an expanded, an extremely popular amenity, our beach. The Slocan Valley Rail Trail, the North Trailhead, is located within the Slocan, and there's a project that's been started that will see the development of green space on that part of the waterfront as well. It was started this year, and I think it's expected to complete in 2021. Some regional successes have included work on our 100% renewable energy plan, some wildfire mitigation work through CIFCO, and as well, the implementation of and development of the Slocan Valley Economic Development Partnership. A historical success for us this year was the acquisition of the former Springer Creek Mill site. It's a 20-acre parcel of waterfront property that's right in the heart of the village of Slocan. Our acquisition of the site means that ultimately we can begin in earnest to develop a plan for the site that will meet the needs of our community for years to come. There's tremendous potential. There's a lot of ideas, but as long as it was in the private sector, we were vulnerable. Either nothing could happen on it for a very long time, or somebody could come along and purchase it with an idea that would not necessarily be in the best interest of community or the potential of the site. As we move into 2021, we're really looking forward to conducting a robust community engagement process, community planning process.
There's a lot on Mayor Lund's to-do list for 2021, and she's checking twice what should be at the top.
Oh my goodness, we have a tremendous amount to do. I think prioritization is top on our list as well. We have a lot of ambition for a tiny community, so we need to make sure that we don't overextend ourselves and our awesome little team that's working on our behalf. Our Legion Hall, we'll be completing our exterior renovations based on a heritage design plan. We have our core commercial area is Herald Street, and we have a detailed design plan with funds to complete that. It's also our 120th birthday. Early in 2021, we'll be replacing the banners on Herald Street with beautiful, unique art representing Slocan's past, present, and future as envisioned by our youth.
My name is Leonard Casey, the mayor of New Denver. Probably one of the bigger challenges we had was the influx of camping. Well, because that was the one thing people, I guess, were allowed to do was go camping, and a lot of new people explored camping, which is really cool. But it kind of overwhelmed some of our spots. Like one of our favorite spots is called Bannock Point, and we saw a huge influx of people using it, and some people not respecting it as what we're used to. Some of the other challenges were just, they're good and bad, is that some of our facilities had to be closed, but we were able to, with the great help of CBT, get a bunch of renovations and upkeep that we needed to get done. A big thing staff focused on was writing some grants, which that was the other kind of surprise with COVID, is that there was some grant funding and capabilities out there. I mean, our staff worked really hard and were able to write an unprecedented amount of grants for our community. And so we'll sit back and see how successful we are.
A few big headlines that came out of New Denver this year, and the two that stand out are very different in nature. One was a proposed year-round resort for the area, and two was a moth infestation. How did residents react to those?
Well, as always, where we live, we get two sides. There's people that are excited and people that think, oh my gosh. Until we see everything, it's hard to say. It's great news that people are looking at us for investments, seeing the beauty, but we've taken a real good approach of trying to go slow and make sure we look at everything, because we want to keep it to the community aspect that we're used to having here, but we still have to grow at the same time.
And as for the moth infestation, is that something that you typically see in New Denver, or was this another 2020 mystery?
Everything gets blamed on COVID lately, but I mean, I've lived here all my life, and no, it's not something we normally see here. So yeah, it was interesting.
Mayor Casely is looking forward to projects in the new year that have been a long time coming.
The boundary expansion has been looked at several times over several years, actually right back to when my dad was actually on council. So it's been a work in progress. We've planned a housing project for our main downtown and some water upgrades and stuff. So hopefully we're successful in that, and those projects will get off the ground in the 2021 years.
I asked what their advice would be for leaders in times of crisis.
We need to be super kind and compassionate with each other. I don't think any one of us has the playbook on how to engage in a pandemic, especially when we're dealing with a virus and it's constantly changing information, which is akin to learning as we go. And so as leaders, while we're not healthcare providers at the local government level, not in rural areas anyhow, we are faced with being the ones on the ground. You know, when I'm in the community, I am a leader. And so finding that fine balance between constantly changing information, caring for our community members and doing the best we can with what we know, while not really running with assumptions, because there is so much to learn and understand, and perspective is everything. And so the least we can do is look to each other as all trying our best. I think we just need to address that the learning curve is constantly evolving, and the best thing we can bring to the table every day that is constant is kindness and compassion and knowing that we're all in this together, whether we disagree or agree.
You have to trust your instincts. You have to trust the people you work with, and we have to trust the leaders.
Extremely important to provide clear, calm communications and timely information to the community.
And as the year wraps up, here's a final message from these local leaders.
I would absolutely like to thank the village and all of the individuals in the village of Spokane for the care and commitment to each other and to the community. It's been a long haul through the pandemic, but despite the fact that there's a lot of differences in how we approach things, for the most part, everybody's been taking tremendous care in supporting each other. We have a lot to do together over the next few years to create an extraordinary vision and future for our village. So I'm extremely excited to get out there and work with all of our community to create something extraordinary.
I'd just like to thank them for their patience and getting through the challenges that have been ahead of us over the year, and the year coming up, we're still going to have a bit more challenges to get through, but we will get through it, and we'll get back to being able to enjoy all those great things that we enjoyed prior to this.
Well, happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
We've been listening to the leaders of the RDCK, Spokane City, and New Denver. They've highlighted the challenges their community faced, as well as the successes in 2020. Stay tuned for part 3 when you can hear our interviews with the mayors of Trail, Rosalind, and Castlegar.